It's our Salute to Agriculture on KNIA KRLS, continuing here with the president of Lely North America, Chad Heiser, and we are at your beautiful new facility. Last time I was here was really towards the kickoff of the project here at Lely Park. How have things gone since we've settled in here over on the southeast side of town?
Yeah, first of all, appreciate the opportunity. You know, things are good. It's ironic. It's just a little over 2 years ago that we moved into this new facility, so time has certainly gone by quickly, as it typically does. So we find ourselves, you know, now having 2 years under our belt working in the new facility, and finding just continued good traction for our business. As we look at 2024, certainly it's an interesting year for a lot of reasons, but across the ag space, which we tend to focus on, and our dairy producers, you know, it's an interesting time, and we're happy to be part of their decision making as they look forward in their future, and likewise for the future of Lely. So it's an interesting time for sure.
Well, and let's take a step back and reintroduce Lely, because I think people drive by in the four lanes, they see the big sign, they've obviously seen the facility if they're on this side of town, and it's not that you don't have a community presence, but I don't think a lot of people are thinking about robotic milking. So let's talk about what Lely is, or at least where it's come to here in Pella.
Yeah, so what's interesting is, you know, in 2023, we celebrated our 75th anniversary as a company, so proud of being a 75-year-old family-owned company. Headquartered in the Netherlands, but have had a presence here in the Pella area for well over 15 years. A lot of people started to see us back in the 2010-2011 range when we built our first facility. But Lely does focus on all things automation and technology-driven, mainly focusing in the dairy space. So automated milking, robotic milking, automated feeding systems, really anything inside a dairy barn where there's manual labor required that we look at that possibly could be replaced with some form of technology or automation. That's really the space we play in. Our facility here in Pella, and what Lely Park was really built for, was to expand our opportunity to serve our U.S. and Canadian customers, which is the market focus we have here from this facility. But our 135 employees across North America remain every day dedicated to really supporting those dairy producers across the U.S. and Canada that are out there really providing a high-quality, nutritious part of the food supply chain that every one of us depend on a daily basis. So that's where we spend our time.
I'm not sure if our listeners can hear it, but I can hear it's a very busy day here. And in terms of busy, obviously the world of manufacturing and agriculture, just as it always does, has its unique challenges. In the last really 4 years since the pandemic have been interesting. And the supply chain issues that you faced have been there. But it seems like you've moved past some of that, but then there's always new challenges. So what has even the last year looked like in terms of just overall for the company, and how you've navigated a set of challenges and now look to the next horizon?
Well, one thing that's for sure is there's one constant in most business world, and that's change. And I'd say whatever degree of change that we've all experienced in the last 3-4 years, whether it was the pandemic moving in and disrupting a lot of the norms that we felt were there. From us as a business and a manufacturing perspective, certainly I think we're past some of those kind of those COVID-related issues. Supply chains have stabilized. But now we face, you know, general kind of changes and shifts in the market dynamic. If you look across the agricultural space, 2023 was a relatively strong year, but we could start to feel some headwinds developing already, you know, in the 2023 year, and those headwinds have continued to build as we go into 24. And those are somewhat general economic headwinds, you know, the things that we as even consumers face, our agricultural producers face the same things. The cost of goods and services are higher than they were 3 or 4 years ago. You know, that inflationary factor, interest rates, it would be remiss, you know, certainly there's an election year we're facing, at least here in the U.S. So there's a variety of those dynamics that are playing into the current year. So I think 2024 is going to be it's a challenging year from just the general standpoint. But there's short-term headwinds. If we look at the long-term trajectory, you know, automation technology is finding more and more of a foothold across the agricultural space, whether that's in the cab of a tractor or a combine, or in our case, in a dairy barn, the role technology is going to play, and this has been our long-term trajectory we've seen for a number of years as Lely, continues to find more and more adoption and acceptance. And as we go forward out of 24 and we look ahead in 25 and beyond, there's still a tremendous opportunity out there. And that's what continues to get us out of bed every morning, what excites us. And as we go and talk to our dairy producers, that's what excites them as well.
This is our Salute to Agriculture here with Chad Heiser. He's the president of Lely North America. We are at Lely Park today talking on the southeast side of Pella. So you talk about automation technology, and I know that it's hard to maybe sum it up in a few sentences, but where are we at? I mean, every year it feels like there's something different, and that's the goal. You have a team that's working on that. But as we advance now into the middle part of this decade, what are some of the exciting things that are at the forefront as we think about automation and dairy?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, and this is something that I've seen. I've been with Lely now 17 years, and I can look back over that period of time and then apply that into the future. The pace of technology change is only going to continue to accelerate, and I think we can see that across all types of whether it's consumer electronics or, in our case, agricultural technology. So that pace of change is going to continue to develop because there's new innovations being created every day, new ideas. The one great equalizer we do feel quite strongly about is the data we're able to generate. You hear a lot of discussion about artificial intelligence and AI. We're trying to carefully figure out how that's going to play a role. But the reality is that is going to play a role in helping augment and automate how we operate agriculture in the future, because it's going to give the producers the ability to make better decisions. And that's what's also exciting is the hardware becomes a means to the end to help producers make better decisions for the animal in terms of sustainability and animal welfare, to the products they produce, in this case, fluid milks and all the other dairy products we enjoy every day. So that's what really we're going to see more and more innovation around is that evolution of where data is going to allow us to take this. And that's only going to continue to increase in speed and pace.
Well, and it feels like you're getting so many more data points now as you continue to grow, right? And you find new people who are buying it, younger farmers, maybe even new generations of farmers that are trying to advance it. So, you know, it's hard to maybe put your crystal ball, but what does the next 2 years look like? I mean, outside of you can't tell me who's going to win in November, obviously, but, you know, in the sense of when you think about then this rapid development of AI and how it impacts like the egg industry, and with all how it could help with some of your challenges, what's kind of the forefront vision then when you think about, well, where do we need to be 3 or 4 or 5 years from now?
Yeah, I think as an industry across all agriculture, but if I boil that back down to the dairy or animal livestock space, one of the things that we know is there's going to be this kind of merging of what farmers and animal needs are at the farm production level. There's obviously a higher level of awareness every day from a consumer perspective of where the food is produced, how it's produced, and the quantity and quality of that food. All those things are rising because that information is so readily available. So when you look at that and think about it in a generational aspect, you know, farmers today are going to continue to find ways to be innovative. That's been in their DNA for years. Farmers are the original true innovators. They've always found ways to solve those problems. Our opportunity, and I think what we see and talk to the next generation of producers out there is they're open to and they know that there's a role that technology is going to play in their future farm operation. Now it's up to us as manufacturers and partners to help come alongside them and really show them how that could possibly work in their particular situation. And that's the conversations we have every day with our producers across, you know, the U.S. or Canada, or frankly around the world for Lely. And that's what's exciting because we get a chance to really help live out the vision of Lely, which is a sustainable, profitable, and enjoyable future in farming. That's important for us. It's important for our producers. And I would argue it's important for the consumer base at large because we need a food supply that's going to be there day in and day out. And that's what we do every day.
That's Chad Heiser. He's the president of Lely North America. It's been a while since we caught up officially on the radio. I'm sure I'll see you at a track meet coming up soon with Core Running. And thank you for joining us for our Salute to Ag.
Absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity.